Hey, you know what? There are a lot of talented and great people here in the Bay Area. But today, for National Suicide Prevention Month, I want to introduce you guys to one lady. Her name is Sharon, and she uses her own life experiences to help others today.
Because I was 21, I grew up in recovery, which means I have a design for life, a design for living. And I brought that design for life into my business world. I've been running medical offices and consulting for doctors for over 20 years. Before I released this book in 2019, like here I was sober all these years and survived so much, and I had all of these resources that I could offer to people. Just applying all of these abilities to be able to communicate with others in the workplace really makes a difference.
Mental health discussions are many times considered taboo in the workplace. So joining us to encourage these conversations is the founder of The Doctor Whisperer and author of The Broken Road to Mental Health in Life and in Business. I think it's incredible that you're opening up this conversation. Now, where do things stand now? I mean, what do you think? Is the workplace ready for this conversation?
Well, I would hope so, because when you hear of people taking their own lives, this is Suicide Prevention and Suicide Awareness Month. We don't have any time anymore to be timid about this conversation.
Well, you know, it really starts with great leadership. And great leadership means that you can take a platform like the one that you have within your organization and get vulnerable and be humble. So to be able to ask your staff, how are you doing today? How are you feeling? And to provide a place where, instead of just saying open door policy, where it really is a place where you can feel safe and say, hey, listen, I'm really very anxious about what's going on in the world. I don't really know what to do. Is it okay if I take an hour's break, or maybe I come in later today or tomorrow? You know, we need to have that safety come from the top. It starts with leadership. It starts with bravery. And when it comes to mental health, there are just, you know, there's a lot of delay. Right. So I work with a lot of psychiatrists and therapists and even the primary care. You know, if somebody trusts their doctor, they're going to share with them maybe that they're having anxiety or depression. So sometimes difficult to get in. And there's a few things that we can do in the meantime, as I like to talk about, to kind of get people through until that booking opens up maybe in July, because really and truly, there's been a huge dramatic shift in mental health issues, unfortunately.
What do you suggest we do if we fear someone is thinking about ending their life?
So I'll tell you what saved my life. I had a therapist that said, are you having suicidal thoughts? And I said, yes. So that at that moment was the end of isolation for me. And now I could get the right help. I was introduced to a psychiatrist, went on medication for 6 months, created this wonderful new journey through a community of recovery, the love of my parents. I had a lot of support, and I certainly talked about it as much as possible.
All right, thank you, Sharon.
If they're a little more sluggish, or maybe they're not socializing, or maybe they're, you know, not putting the camera on, somebody has to be bold enough to ask the question, are you okay? What's going on? The employees are really counting on the employers to guide them through this. So getting that feedback from your staff is crucial. Don't just assume everybody's going to be super hyped up to be working from home.
We've done yoga and meditation. I've had a lot of talks about mental health in the workplace here.
Talks about mental health, opening up about recovery. A journey she was previously discouraged to disclose.
So for me to ever share that I was a recovering drug addict and alcoholic, and that at one time I was suicidal, would just be not par for the course when you're the boss.
Now sharing through the printed word and motivational speaking, Sharon surrounds herself with a support system in organizations like Working Women of Tampa Bay. The entrepreneur is proud of the two businesses she runs.
What is the message that you want people to really know? Obviously, you've written a book about this. You talk about this a lot. What is the main message and the take home for people?
That you're not alone. I don't really think that there's anybody today that hasn't been touched in some way by mental health or addiction. So many people have lost loved ones to suicide or overdose. We have to normalize talking about mental health. You know, we can continue to say stress and anxiety, but really the issue is that we're having mental health issues. So if we want to, you know, cross that barrier, I often say that when I give my book to people, sometimes they'll take it and they'll turn it down because they don't want anybody to think that they're having an issue with mental health because it says it on the cover of the book. So we have a lot of work to do in normalizing having these kind of conversations. Then it won't be so bad when we are struggling, where we can say, not just at home to our parents or our family or our loved ones, but in the corporate sector as well. There needs to be more of an open dialogue about mental health.